bought it every day, no, but he's this, you know, he's been with us for years and years and years. Doing. About 3 weeks later, he sends a whole kid to Google that wants his money back. So I sent it off. I said, you signed a contract. I said, if you need money, I'll give you the money back. But I want to see one 20 race cycle report. 2 weeks later, I get a 67% average range of $14. So I told him back, I said, get one other doctor, and we'll certify you insane. These guys read the letter he wrote. It's scrawled in a childish hand, and it says, Doc, I'm a winner. It says, I'm glad you didn't give me my money back, because now I'm a winner. And he goes, and I said, I thought I needed it for the money, but now I don't need the money, I'm a winner. So you see, sometimes if you badger people and you're not sweet and polite to them and don't kiss their hand, they will take up the challenge and go out and win. That kid will win now forever because he's focused. He's not one of these guys who's susceptible to going off this end and that. Well, he's focused. And that's the beauty of having a low IQ. You're more focused. High IQ is the toughest people to teach.
Well, we talked to it
so fast. Any other questions? We're all discussed here.
When you get down to the final process of choosing the winner, because you have the contenders and all of that, where I fall down is I'm choosing the wrong ones for my two top contenders. I get that the top five will, and the top three is not there. So like if I use my model, I should have used the top ranking. That's what I chose. I choose the top ranking and my model chose. Is there a process to go through to decide which factor? Like right now I've got so many factors and I'm not able to sort out and prioritize how to choose the one.
Well, you get the follow-up. Interpretation readout is your problem. That is usually, once people conquer baseline selection, the last thing they ever seem to grasp is interpretation readout. Once you grasp it, you say, how did I ever remember those triangles I drew? I saw these triangles, draw them, and Dick kindly drew them around the race and put in the problem right. Draw those and see how the race is going to run. Remember the things that Jimmy Bradshaw taught us. If you have three, and this is where your engine comes in, you've got three early horses in your engine. They all can only win if they get the lead. How many can get the lead? Well, maybe one's tied, but I mean, one essentially is going to end up with the lead. The other two are going to expend too much energy so that the third fraction they project, or the sustained pace they project, they won't run. Because they've already been worn out. So you can personally, it doesn't work every time. Once in a while, they fool you. But generally speaking, when you have three or four early horses, you're going to have a horse that's, the race is between the best of the early, fastest of the early, and a sustained or sustained freshman. So we'll show you how to do that. That'll help you. Interpret your readouts by how that race shapes up. You pardon me using the query expression. How that race variegates. And then you will have no problem which one is best. I mean, a horse is number one early, another horse is number two early, and you look at the feet per second ratio between them, not that far off, and the horse that was one early is five, is four sustained and five late. And the second best early was three sustained and three late. That's the horse. And less than edge in that first fraction is tremendous. Look to see what the edge is. Just write a number. 45, you got three length lead. Then he's tremendous. But if it's 0.17, no. Yes, sir.
I had the same experience as he had. I just started using phase three in September. I used it through the Bay Meadows meet, and I was trying to be way too sophisticated interpreting the readouts, and I was betting about 40%. And at the end, finally, I had enough sense to look at the Brogan model and see what the percentage of. I was actually handicapping the sprints. The factor W was the top 270% of the time. Overall, was well above 60%, just looking at factor W and sustained.
I'm glad you brought that up. Is Steve Reck here? Steve Reck from San Diego, and he, Elliot Sidewater had an article on a couple issues ago. And this guy's doing the same thing you do. He's betting, he's losing hearing, losing nothing. So he decides, hey, wait a minute. I'll take my bull by my horns here, and I'm going to get an IBM. He put 100 races, 126 races. And he then took, where there were one or two in when there were one or two in turn time, one or two in doctor. Just tested those three elements. Factor W beat them all. Factor W was 50-some-odd percent, 59. Okay, I got 259, so I got another PBS, and I think they were about the same as the PBS. I was 59 or 60. And doctor was about 3 points behind in turn time. We'd have great periods when the number one, two, turn time were winning everything. Then we'd go six or eight races without being in one or two. But very seldom were they out of the top three, especially four. But he said, boy, I'm sure that article woke me up. I've been complicating this thing. When I pay my top 2W, Dibbleday is very about Michael Zoli. He's going through all this marvelous manipulation that's coming up in this thing. And then Dick looks at us, but Mikey, your top 2 Factory W won all those races. He was crushed because he said he could come up with another bathtub. So just, you know, don't, what's Lord Morgan Cannon? Don't use penicillin and aspirin cure. Don't seek all sorts of weird things. You remember, we didn't, without knowing early or late, whether it was going to run early or late, people using the line score, saying that best we're winning 63% prime all the way from their retirement homes track and back. They didn't know anything. And the old folks say, hey, I don't keep no model. I can't tell if it's early or late. They keep changing. No, I just played the best two horses. I told you that story in Omaha. These two experts on the television set, they're doing, well, today, George Wallace and some other guys. First, we have an inside pulse bias today. So we're going to play the early speed on the inside. Bang. 0 for 11. They have 11 minutes. Next day, well, we were a little wrong there, Charlie, yesterday. Seems like the bias changes and the outside closers are winning. So today, we're going to give you the best outside closers. 0 for 9. So the third day now. Well, today we haven't been doing very well with the bias. Today we're just going to play the best horse. They went 5 for 11. We're being too sophisticated. We're trying to, you know, they heard this word bias. I mean, it was fun to sound like they were the best horse. They did fairly well for public enemy. After the top two, they did well. Any other basis? Yes, sir.
Can you explain the difference and also give the reasons why the change from the BC for percent early to percent median?
Oh, yes. Did you read the follow-up on which we all graphed Spencer name?
Yeah.
And, well, that's why. The tolerance. The graphs showed that if you had the percent early and the tolerance was all over like this, and you got percent median, the tolerance is very narrow.
It should work.
So if you can model the percent median a lot easier. Whereas percent early was, you had to be pretty sophisticated.
So you want from a larger range to a smaller.
Yeah, the range, the differential is much smaller. So it's more pinpoint, more precise.
Well, what I didn't understand though, when you made the range smaller, there wouldn't be as much difference between the numbers.
Well, not as much difference between the numbers, maybe, but in other words, 54% early to win, and the next day it'll be 52.80. Well, to the rational mind, thinking logically, that's too far to say that that's mean. Now you go from 0.45 to a maximum 0.72 deficiency, and median just proven far better.
Well, I didn't notice percent median was always slightly ahead of the BC on the curve. So maybe that's true.
But you know that old BC formula?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was different. That was too close for BC. Too close. It was percent early, I'm stuck. The BC is the velocity center, which is where the horse peaks and goes downhill thereafter. The problem with that is you have to be adjusted by distance and much other things. It just didn't work as well. It was too many comprehensible.
Well, that was the center of the calculus.
Yeah, that's right. DC was the center. That's where the horse peaked and started going down. But the Indians have been very, very kind of people. Now, for those of you, I've got to tell you something, but I'm glad you brought the Indians here. Don't expect, it may happen some of the time, but don't expect those numbers to be precisely the same as you get off the results charts. Remember, the results charts, for that median, you're getting from winners. You're not putting only winners from the past performance lines in your computer. So it's going to be anywhere a differential of anywhere from 0.20 to 0.42. So what you're looking for is those are in the ballpark. The way I use, always have used, even percent early, is to find a low that they don't go under and a high that they don't go over. And then find a tolerance. It used to be 0.72, and that wasn't even good enough. And early, it's much lower than 0.72. I mean, what are you finding?
About 0.4.
0.42.
About
0.42 is not the most success that people find. That's much more. But don't expect it to be the same. In fact, just figure the horse. If you're two lengths at the end, you're not going to run the same way as if you got two more in the race. Spencer Campbell was a way to try to reiterate that, but a lot of people tried it, did well, and some people got lost in the middle of it. Once again, Spencer's marvelous at these things, and he comes up with these things, and they make beautiful reading. They're hypothetical, theoretical, and unnecessary to do all these. I mean, unless you just have to have that scientific, that tinkerer's mind, you got to do it. What you should do is tinker over here, you know, on Mondays and Tuesdays, and you get some money. And when you go to the races, just do it the way it is.
Here's a question. Is there a correlation between the variant wind energy and the percent median? If you run two parallel lines down to five contenders, where you have run from the previous winners on the charts of the day before and the day before that, is there a, can you use a correlation between those two figures?
Yes, you want a balance.
That's one.
That's comparable to the winners, but don't expect the numbers to be the same.
No, not the numbers, but within the tolerance of one another.
Yeah. 0.40 has been the tolerance that is most universal.
There's no correlation between the variant and percent early. There's no correlation between the
variant. No, but if one is in the ballpark and the other one is in the ballpark for the same horse, no good?
How can you have too much energy? I mean, how can you have too much energy? It's like saying horses too fast.
Yeah, if you're talking about total energy, there's no limits on total energy. And that's like saying you run a 107. How did he run a 107? Did he run 21.1 and he's going to burn out today? That's the correlation.
Okay.
I think you were talking about total. You're talking about the total is, you cannot draw limits there. You can say, hey, that's pretty fluky. He's got 173.
I wasn't referring to total energy.
Oh,
I was referring to the energy of this particular horse against the percent median.
The energy, what you call variance, that's total energy.
Yeah. And there's no comparison between the
total energy. Higher than better.
Total
energy,
a variant energy of 59. Pick a number.
Okay.
You can do that at 69% early and at
67%
early. Oh, okay. One is a distributional speed and one is just a measure of speed.
Yeah. The correlation, you might do a correlation. You might find that the faster they run, the faster their early median energy is.
Oh, I understand the difference.
It gets too fast.
Yeah.
We found out here that you can draw some pretty good parallels on what's too fast. Especially in energy. In velocity, if you ever look at a horse that runs 21.2 in velocity, it blasts fast. You look at the same horse in energy, which says 36%, you will, that's too fast. So that's the beauty of rating everything in energy. Faster isn't necessarily better, it only depends where it's fast, relative to who else is fast where. Any other questions, basic stuff? Everybody have the stuff now? Good. sir.
What's the formula for Dr. Factor?
Oh, go on.
I use focus again.
It's 186 lines of code. You gotta forget it.
It's Ultrascan and
it's got Ultrascan
and rate and three others. I think it's got six factors and they average them all together and I don't remember what the others are. But trust me, you cannot do it on paper. It would make you crazy. It doubled the size of the synergism program by adding that one diagram. Just accept it. If you have synergism two, that is
the movie.
Yeah, Senator ran out of meeting, so I was going to ask you if you could give the energy formula, and I'm going to turn the page.
Well, I'm just going to subject now. Hey, the energy formula.
Giving away formulas is why phase three is getting 680 uses, my friend.
As long as it keeps getting them $14 orders from me all the time, I don't care what.
And you've got outside of energy, you've got the best of both worlds. Have you got the new Ultra thing? I'll give it to you as a gift. You already have it. Yeah. You can have it. Ultra Scan people is close to my heart. That's the only program that I personally sat down night after night and did, hacked it out, and learned how to do the energy. It's pretty complex. I did phase three program, but it was easy. But UltraScan is the only thing coming. This I've got geniuses doing the program. Jimmy Brush, absolutely the most sophisticated program you'll ever meet. Tell Jimmy should hire. Can't do that. I want to do something special. Can't do that. Jimmy, you know, I'm a little tired. I'll go take a little nap. I'm sure you'll figure it out. I mean, comes in. You wake up. I did it.
Was that energy program done on a quick base compiler?
Yes.
Are you limited to 64K file on the, when you do that?
Jimmy has some limitations, but the program itself takes up about 72K, last time I looked. But there is some sort of a 64K limitation that he runs up against. And it's done on a quick basic compiler, but I don't think it's written. I honestly don't know where he is. He left me in the dust as a programmer a long time. I used to be able to help him out, but I can't even talk the same language.
What's that other version? He's got something he puts into it that expands the memory.
What's the other kind of thing?
I think he's using GW basic.
Whatever, you put a disk in.
But he has, I know that he had fought a couple times about being up against the 64K limit in some way within the program. So eventually he may have to port that over to some other basic or some other language.
They're special now. You guys want to take 10 minutes and then we'll start looking, we'll get seriously into the profile. But that was not a specific web design. It was really designed to get everybody to get a glimpse of what it would be like. Kind of a entrance to an entrance way, like a little doormat toward energy by looking at the aspects of the race from complete point of view of energy distribution via velocity and the engine for velocity and via energy in the other one. For instance, it gives you turn time, second fraction, and it averages. Now, and it's unfortunately on the 1350-60, you get the information, but you have to do a lot of work with it because it just will not hold enough memory for the IBM, or we now have an, anybody have an Apple who never got one because you had an Apple? You got an IBM.
Yeah, I got an Apple too.
Well, it's like you have to tell me you got a wife and a mistress or something. Which is the best? Don't you know what's best?
Well, beautiful.
Yeah, but the Apple's never going to measure up to what the IBM is. Unless you have a Mac. But anyway, it is available for Apple people to be directing each other. Because Apple programmers are all demons. Honest to God. The last one, you guys, a wonderful guy, but it took him 9 months. I hope he's not here. The lovely dinghy, Mr. Davis. We're all dingy, but Apple programmers are the dingiest because they always want to throw in something in the face to make it a little better. Speaking lines are right. I don't know what it is. It must have been that Jobs guy. He must have been documented everybody with his 1964 hippieism or something. Finally got it. At any rate, you can put in, you're getting your proper pace line, and Dick's going to give you some marvelous examples here. You can put in a lot of lines. You can put in every plus line a horse has run. Now, this is, don't do this forever, but you can learn so much. Look at all these plus races. I won't give away the secret. It'll be demonstrated with guys on the rear projector. Now, somebody says, I get all those numbers, but I don't know what the hell to do with them. All right, you enter in the high, low, average class, or if you get down to where you want to enter fillies and that separately, I don't care how you do it. But you know that at certain class levels, that anything below X, whatever it is, on turn time, has never won, or won once in 20. Let's say it's 5384. You've never seen anybody win with a worse turn time, second fraction than that. If the next day you go out and start playing two horses, both of which are under that, like a couple of guys I sat with do, what are you doing? You're a little bit off the beam, aren't you? But he looked, I thought maybe this time it'd be different. The answer you always get. It's telling you what the third fraction cannot get any lower than that. Saying that 5180's third fraction is as low as you can go at this level, never won anything below that, you automatically say, wow, I can get rid of that horse. It's telling you everything. It goes from the beginning of the race to the end of the race. So you can model what can't win. You can model what's too high as well as what's too low. You can throw out an average of two horses a race easily, maybe three sometimes, four if you incline towards seven horses, just on the fact that the horse does not qualify, its turn time doesn't qualify, which you need, or its final fraction doesn't qualify, or its median energy doesn't qualify. Not because it's not precise, but because it's either too high or too low, and you've never seen anybody win at that level before this. I can take a guy's thing and I'll say, hey, wait a minute here. Look at these winners and say, well, that's too high, that's too low. And pretty soon, you've got the race down and it's tough to get three or four horses in there. Most of the people who used to be putting seven horses in the race now put in three. How many guys put in now?
Five.
Gus Sawless got it down to five. He used to have, he would put the also eligibles in even after they were scratched. I just want to see what they can do. And he wasn't winning. Now he's winning really big and good, and you get some down to five. The reason you put five in energy is that initially you need five because you need the five, you need the three, four categories, five categories. Early pressure, sustained pressure, sustained and late. So that's the only reason you start scratching them after you put them in. Five is a very good number to get in, but a lot of people have trouble getting three and four in because when they use the engine, they just automatically throw them out. Now, we're going to go over that, and I'm just going to show you something that I hope it won't amaze all of you. How many of you started off thinking, you've got to find the right pace line? I used to hear that word. Well, I can't find the right pace line. Well, right's a normal joke anyway. We always throw it. In fact, Dick Schmidt was the first one to point out, I only find one pace line for this horse that'll get the race. I'm more suspicious of it. If I can find three out of which he came that would get any one of the three he took, forget it. There is no such thing as a right pace line. There is a predictive pace line, and the predictive pace line is how the horse runs the most consistently at a reasonably approximate level. And don't think that, you know, two levels difference if he's running the same way. Don't take, you know, the horse runs on the lead at 3,005 planning at Laurel, and he's in 10,000 now here, he's probably not going to get the lead. So try to keep it within the ballpark class delineation where you're So you can take them off of any plus race and you can shot and see how close they are. With that, I will turn this demonstration to my light lady for the little trick, to Dick Smith, whose powerful voice will be the next you hear.
You want me just to
take that brace that you won with three lines to get it.
Okay.
And you narrate as you go.
Yes, okay.
Let's go, Doc.
Oh, you want me to bat for you? You've been waiting to go on all day. Race, we don't find these races and then show you the ones where it does work. We take them at random. I said, Dick, take any race out of the forum for his, and I took this one out of the forum. You'll find this in, this is true. In a vast, vast majority of the time, you'll find this situation. And when you don't find this situation, you have a very paceless horse. You have a very unpredictable horse.
Okay. Let's,
this horse's name is Silent. You probably had it. You paid $17 here not too long ago.
I'm going to start on.
This is your engine that you have in philosophy.
I wonder if it's supposed to be like the
Can Spencer work on
it?
So
we could buy a pedal from all of this. Really? Yeah, like philosophy.
I hate these things. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There's a real handicap.
That's a real new owner. Comes up this race. Just press the little button. Okay, you see two lines for Silent. Silent 2 is the second line, which is the last line. I put in the two lines back. He had trouble in his last race. He was beaten 9 1/4 length. So Silent 2 is his last race. You see, wait a minute.
Oh, you go back.
Can you go back?
Review.
Okay, now, notice the differentials here. Look at the third fraction. He got beaten 9 1/4 length.
Pointer.
Oh, that's good. Now, everybody would throw out that last race, because he got beaten 9 1/4 length. Look how fast you're in the third fraction. Against this race, in which he won the race. He won this race at 7 furlongs. So the total is a little less than 6.5 furlong race right there. But look at this. Very little difference considering the fact that the beaten. Look at this. 0.15. Even though he's beaten 5 lengths in this race, and he's on the lead in this race, the second call energy is within 0.15 of each other. In each case, the horse is a sustained base pressure. What it tells you is that yes, the trouble cost him something. He's better all the way across, beaten 9.5 lengths, than he is from the race he won. Telling you that you can use either one of them. I use the race in which he won because he had trouble in this race, so I went back to this one. But I'll go to the next screen. There's your average for that entire race. What you're seeing is that the average horse in that race was beaten 1 length the second call. But they're all within, of course, that's a rounded average, remember, so you have to look at the real. So the second call is going to be running about 40, 58, 45 on an average. So they got to be in the ballpark on that. Their median energy is 68.92 for all of them put together. 52.82 third fraction is your average, so much below that, and you're in trouble. The turn time is pretty heavy there, 57.88. about a 20, a little less than a 23, a little slower than that. And they're not running, on the average, very fast first practice. So it's telling you that kind of a horse is the most likely to win this race. All that, you want to go back and do it again. As soon as he gets to go back to the other screen. And look, we are in this race, the fastest first fraction is 59.98, 59.91 right behind it. Those horses start slowing on the turn. Your fastest turn is run by Silent Two, beaten 5 lengths at the half. The fastest third.
Use your pointer.
By Silent, oh, I am.
Oh, hey, now.
I'm using it, just isn't...
You may have to stand probably directly in front of the screen because it's not showing in the back of the room.
You just not push at the bottom.
Oh,
you have to practice pressing. All the way,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Body
people. So, pull it like this, just push it right there.
Yeah,
There's your what you have in the whole race. Your highest median energy is 69.25 to 69.18 range. Those horses got beaten. This horse, you got too early. Now which early is the earliest? But they're really close, aren't they?
They're close to half.
They're very close. They both fall short in the third fraction behind Silent, who won the race. Whichever Silent line you take, you win the race. It's going to be run by a sustained pace presser. We've got out on the other thing. So unless these early horses have a tremendous advantage, which they don't, and they're not that early because they're both beaten 1 length of the second call, it's going to be race sets up for a non-early horse to win. Is that playing in everybody's eyes? By just looking at your engine. These are raw figures, remember. And Raw's always been very good. If you start adjusting everything, this is what they really did. Okay, next screen. And that is what the average is we took it from. We see that the average is a sustained pace presser. We didn't find an early horse that could overcome the running of the sustained pace pressers in that race, so we're going to look for the best sustained pace presser. Is that pretty obvious to everybody?
Right.
Good. Okay, is there anything else? Is that the end?
Except for that one horse, they were all 6 furlong pace lines?
All except for Sun.
Does it say that?
It doesn't say that ever.
No.
So it was a 7 furlong.
Silence is 7, Style 2 is a 6.5, the others are all 6.
Yeah, you can just write down the mountain.
I looked on another program.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out with those numbers. That's what it is.
See, there's no 60 horse in there. There's no horses running 22. They're already slower than 22. Those early horses are not all that early. They're not getting any big jump. You had a 60 something in there on the part of, let's say, into or day. 59.91, 59.98, that's close enough. That's almost 22. That's 22 in a shade. But look where day starts dying, and look where into starts dying. It goes down from there. When a horse can't hold that lead on the turn, it's not going to be won by an early horse.
Now, does that show 2 lines from the same horse?
Yes, sir. But that's the whole point of this demonstration, that you could take Silent off of either one of those lines. Silent 2 actually is where he's beaten 9.25 lengths. And you would not use that line because he was in trouble. But you could have. Suppose the guy says, I like to use the last line. Well, that was the last line. The other line is 2 races back, but he had trouble in that race.
He actually showed improvement in that race. He sure was beating Babbitt. He was running against the monster.
That's what's showing you the hidden pace of a horse that you cannot go by what you see in the form. That's linear visual. We're trying to get away from linear visual. Prejudice is linear visual. You see 9 lengths, 5 lengths behind the second call. He doesn't match up. Just look at that. He doesn't match up. The hell he doesn't. Look there. Those two horses Those two horses are running too fast relative to what they do in the second and third frame. Now, you're saying, yeah, but my model says 69-18 is what's winning. That's where we've got to start getting a little bit beyond. 69-25 is not going to win this race because those horses can't hold on lead. They start dying here. So you've got to say, hey, wait a minute. Here's how you tell where the exceptions are. I don't know what your model says it is. What is it? What was that this time? 6-4-1. Median energy model.
Probably around 69%.
Yeah. So they're still a little high even for them. But this race says that's too early because you got three horses who are going to be chasing them. They're pressers, and they're late running pressers, more late than early.
Look at that second call, too. 58.84 for In the Moat and 58.84 for Dale.
They're neck and neck.
If you look at a horse that's coming, who's a sustained presser, and out of his bad race, he's only 58.30.
Now that's another thing to look for.
So he's only about, off his bad race, he's only three lengths behind. And then look at the third fraction advantage that he has over the two pay setters. One is 1.30 feet per second. The other one is 1.14 feet per second. Those are monstrous advantages in the last part of the race.
And they don't, here's where the thing. When you see a weakness here, don't expect them to run to these numbers. Because once they're overtaken here, they flub the dub very badly here. They don't project, those numbers don't project. Look here to see if the horse holds that lead.
They get pushed beyond their limit.
If they don't hold that lead, if they relax there, but they come on real strong here, that is not necessarily what they're going to do today if they're overtaken. It's better to have them overcome a little bit here, but if they continue to flub, and believe me, I think we've said it before, but if you haven't absorbed it, a few points in the third fraction is far more important than a few points anywhere else. Is that they're running more slowly. So 0.08 in the third fraction is less more important than 0.24 in the first fraction.
6 furlongs are hard to run about 68, 78, or 87, something like that. As of yesterday.
Yeah, well, this,
yeah.
But this is more important than what your model says, because saying these horses are going to just follow along and they're going to overcome. When they earned these figures, they weren't running against these horses. There are no tandems now. Okay, everybody got this? Any questions on this one? Yes, sir.
Can I assume that to get each a single line on each one of those, you're running all the plus horses on each horse and you're coming out with the closest one to the model?
We could do that too. We did it only on Silent. Right. The other ones, that was the line.
I'll show you that in just a minute.
He's going to show you that though, and he's done a special one. So we bled this one to death. We'll go back and we'll show you this.
Yeah, we bled it.
Now the pig's got one.
Dibby's on the pointer. Oh, I won't play with that. Oh, boy. Come on, Darth Vader, I'll take that. I like that. I thought I could project this race up on the screen. Turns out I can't. This is not an opaque projector. Something else. But this was run on February 12th, which was Monday. The second race, a horse called Mirabelle Queen, paid Humpty Dollars, $74.50. There's a man who had it. Right.
Betty had it too.
Well, good. Anyway, I wanted to look at the last four lines of this. What I did was, the last line is a grade four race in the mud. And then you have a plus race, a zero race, and a plus race following that. All run at 6 furlongs, all with very similar speed ratings. And I wanted to demonstrate, those are the four races. And take a look. The first thing that should just hop right off there is that this number right there and this one, but that number is a dreadful number. And something went wrong in this race. this is not a typical race for the horse. And so if you put, and I just put in the last four on this horse. The beaten lengths are a little anomalous. The third traction's a little low. This is actually a little high. Something is bothering this horse. This is not a typical line for the horse. So you simply, I would say you just draw a line through the January 17th race. Look at the total energy. It's 5503. The others are all up in 56.
Trouble in the stretch.
It had trouble, and it's also in the mud on a 25 variant. But now these next three, one of them, they're all on similar variants. But to eyeball them, those three races look very dissimilar. Particularly this December 13, the horse was beaten that day by 6, 6, 6 1/4, 6 1/2. So it appears to be a very flat, nothing race. And yet you see, it fits right in with these others. The turn time's a little lower, but it's made up for a little higher in the third fraction. Take a look. Someone asked about percent median. Look how nice and even in the mud, it runs about the same percent median. The percent medians are all grouped pretty nicely. This one sticks out again as slightly anomalous.
Now those aren't plus races, though, are they?
This one is not a plus race, and that one is not a plus race. The this one and the bottom one are plus races.
So if you're in a pattern, there you go, the race. Plus race.
Well, it might be. I think you can. The thing that you want to do is, I wanted to point out first off, is that any of these three races, any of those work. They're all very similar races. There's not a lot of difference between them. This race has a little poorer turn time, but it's got a better third fraction to make up for it. This race has a good first fraction, but it's, this is a little lower than this one. But if you're going to pick pace lines here and use the energy generator to do it for you, the first thing to jump off the page at you is this is not a typical line for the horse. And then any of these next three are fine. And yet, to look at them on the page, and maybe tomorrow we can get the Xerox and pass it out. Look at them on the page, it won the second and fourth back, and it finished a badly beaten seventh in the third back, in December 13th.
This is an atypical race, because he's got a sustained pace pressure. Something happened to make him a sustained pace pressure.
Mm-hmm. So you can say, well, if you want to pick a typical line for that horse, go right here, and bingo. And if you think you're being too generous to the horse, you just confirm this race with this one. And if you really get savage, you decide, no, I'm not going to do that, this December 13 race still wins. Still points this horse out as a winner.
He's right on the profile there, the 13th of December.
Yeah. Well, that's a Bay Meadows line, actually.
Oh, that's okay. Then he runs sustained pressure at Bay Meadows and early somewhere else.
One of the things that you should look at is if you're into the problem of excusing that last line as being an atypical race, look at the first fraction that he runs in that race. He runs over 60 feet per second, which is on a muddy track, which I don't know how muddy it was, but it was minus 25, so the track was terrible. He really used up a lot of energy trying to run his normal race, which is early, and he really paid for it late in the race.
Somebody told him about the Steelers race and the mud kicked mud in everybody's face. And
he was 6 by 5 1/2 at the first fraction, so he was obviously chasing and then just gave up. But the point I thought was interesting was this December 13 race, which on paper is not good. It's a slowish race, and it's got the poor speed rating, and the horse was really. We're picked a 7 by 6 1/2 in a field of 12. So it didn't even finish in the top half. The race is right there, and it's got the best third fraction and all the rest of it. That race, if you put it through energy, that race wins for you. Any of these three races win with this horse.
I'd like to see the rest of the race.
Now, remember, review this. Look, he's probably going to run to one of these. Well, these lines, so look, see, he's not really a very fast pace tracking horse.
So he likes to get the lead. Does he need the lead? Is he an early horse that needs the lead, or is he just early?
No.
He doesn't need the lead.
He doesn't need the lead because both of his wins, he was 5 3/4 off the second call.
But those are pretty fast turn times.
Yeah.
For this level, I'm sure it's not one of your. Not a secretary type of race.
No, this is a $10,000 claim.
Yeah, it has to be pretty low those kind of times.
He's coming out of a $10,000 in the mud and then a $10,000 from Dead Meadows. But if you look at those lines, they sure are identical. About as identical as we talk about identical lines, they never come out perfect.
The most exhibit, he's within 0.04 of himself in two of those two early races. Take either one of those for a pace line. Which ones did you guys who won the race use?
Del Mar. Whoa! Way back in September.
You
went way back. You went into the Wayback Machine. You must have gone back to 27 July?
No, I used the one where he finished 9 lengths behind.
I have an 8 in his count.
8
from 26 August? Well, let's put it in.
Just more fun.
Put that race in. But you also would have got him if you'd either do any of those lines. Well, the horse was gettable now off of 4 lines. And none of them look particularly good. And what do you pay, 70 something like that?
Okay. 22.